Around the Causeway Coast with Dennis McNeil. Have you got a minute?
It's Dennis McNeil with the first in a brand new series for Causeway Coast community of Have You Got a Minute? Stephanie Quigley, have you got a minute?
I absolutely do, Dennis McNeil.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, you're a very busy lady. You're a mum, you're a counsellor. How do you manage to get those two to work together?
Well, I think if you ask any mum, I think all mummies nowadays, there's big pressure on us, and I think we are really good multitaskers, so I combine that with my job and trying to be a good mummy as well.
I also know, because I've seen your Facebook pages, you're very much into cycling and you're a member of a local club.
Yes, I'm a member of the Causeway Cycling Club. I'm in Coleraine here, and we do great work for charity, and it's a great club to be involved in.
I believe there was an event this morning.
This morning and Sunday and Saturday past. What we did, we used all raised money from all our cycles, putting it towards a charity in Zomba that I'm going to now next week.
And now, you were talking recently about another of your interests, which is street pastors. And 4 years ago you said, if I can just make sure I quote this correctly, I could never imagine the difference this project could make. What difference has that project made, and what are street pastors?
Well, Dennis, as you know, street pastors are a group of people who go out into the community at night from all faith backgrounds. Really, the ethos is to listen, care and help to those outside enjoying the nighttime economy. So we have volunteers from 32 churches. And from my perspective, when you stand outside Kelly's late on a Saturday night, often there's life or death issues. Some kids are missing their lifts home, or there's been too much alcohol taken. It's really just been a really good presence there on the street to keep an eye on the kids out and about.
In effect, Stephanie, they are looking out for our youngsters.
Absolutely, absolutely. In every shape and form, we help them get taxis home. Just there to comfort them if they need any help, or they've missed their friends, or any kind of vulnerable situation at night.
Now, finally, and one of the main reasons I wanted to chat to you today, in just over a fortnight's time, you're heading out to Africa. What is behind that? What's the purpose?
Well, Dennis, I sit on a committee. It's called the Zomba Action Project Committee. And last year when I joined it, they discussed about how in some of the rural villages that people have to be carried between 10 and 15 miles to the nearest clinic. And I just thought of how, you know, if your own children or your family, what it would be like to have to carry someone that you loved 10 to 15 miles. So there's an opportunity that I'm trying to raise money for ambulances with stretchers on the back, and so it means a safer, more comfortable journey for those going to hospital or clinics.
So am I understanding correctly, bicycles are going to be used for this purpose?
Yeah, it's a bike actually, Dennis, with a stretcher attached to the back. We're ordering them from China, and so it makes it a safer, more comfortable ride for people being transported to the clinics.
And you told me the other day you'd had some interesting contributions. I think you were out for coffee one morning and someone came along.
Yeah, I've been really overwhelmed. I've been in supermarkets and people have been giving me money. I went out to get my diesel recently and a lady came running out from the shop and put money in. I've been really overwhelmed by the support that the local people are having about this. It blows me away. I'm just really blessed.
Yeah, well, listen, good luck in Zomba. And good luck with the fundraising for Zomba. And on a much lighter note, are you prepared for three questions or three pointers that you know nothing about?
Oh yes, always a bit of fun with you, Dennis.
Well, I don't know how much fun it will be. The first one is, one TV programme which I enjoy watching.
In the evening I would watch Undateables or First Dates. My older son, we enjoy that programme together.
I think there's a bit of a theme between those programmes.
Yes, I think so, but we have some fun watching them, yeah.
I'm sure. A second point as a favourite meal of mine.
I love taking my children to Coast for dinner, so I love their Italian chicken pasta.
Free advertising for that,
yes.
That end of Portrush. And finally, Stephanie, my greatest weakness is...
My greatest weakness would be, Dennis, that's quite tricky. I would say probably... that's a hard one. Yeah, well, it's probably a good and bad thing. My older son would say, Mum, often you care too much. And it's kind of drawing the line of what's appropriate and not going the extra mile and then the other extra mile. So I find it hard to say no when someone's in a difficult situation.
Okay, Stephanie Quigley, all the best for what lies ahead, both on the bike and when you're heading out to Zomba and so on, and with the street passers. But thanks for chatting to us on Have You Got a Minute for Causeway Coast Community.
All right, thank you so much, Dennis. Always a pleasure.